following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
And we're back on the Doug and Danny Show, live from Haymarket Park, where Nebraska and UNK will get ready to do battle here in just a few minutes here at Haymarket Park. Always an exciting time. In the past, Nebraska hasn't necessarily, or UNK hasn't necessarily had a whole lot of success. Sometimes they've started close, but Nebraska eventually pulls away. Most of these games end up in that 8-1, 11-1 type of score.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, you're seeing a different talent level, obviously from Division One to Division Two. But you know, you get a pitcher hot and somebody on a roll, go 4 or 5 innings, and then you're mixing it up, bringing in guys to throw harder, go slower, just mixing it up. I think that's what the coaches like to see. And then I think Darren Urson likes to see how his team responds, you know, putting a little bit of a different look for him that they're not normally used to seeing, too, and see how his team reacts.
We want to thank our director of baseball operations, Jeremy Foote, for helping us out here and getting the Doug and Daddy Show going today. A Wayne boy, so that means he's been in the presence of one great Mike Gross in the past. So
learned a tremendous amount, he said, from Mike.
Yes, he did. And Loperlink, we're going to continue on here, but I do want to mention that yesterday the Division II basketball polls both came out. The Wayne State women have ascended to number one in the country. And there's two ways I look at that. Yay, good for them. Eva Benson from Overton on that ball club after transferring in from Evansville. But how times change even at the collegiate ranks. It used to be UNK battling in the top 20 and trying to get into the top 10. And now Wayne State has taken their program to that level as Coach Cheney tries to get UNK back to that level. On the men's side, Colorado Mines number one for the first time in school history after winning the RMAC tournament, hosting the regionals, and one of their two losses this year coming to the Loper men. So when you look at these things and you go, we're not 30-1, you got to take it with a grain of salt and go, not everybody's going to be 30-1 all the time. The Lopers are definitely not where they were a decade ago with basketball, but there's up times, there's down times, and now
a little changing of the guard.
Yeah, it's time to get back to where they want to be, and the men a little more successful season this year than last, and so on and so forth. So Ed Littler has arrived at the ballpark, Daddy. He is just getting ready to stake out his spot to film a little bit of the baseball game. Back to our Loperlink UNK wrestling and track teams. Head to the NCAA Championships. Third-ranked Loper wrestling team is in Pueblo. Track and field is in Mankato. Which one would you rather be in? it's indoor track, and wrestling's indoor, so I don't think you can go wrong either place, right?
I'm going to choose no to Pueblo.
The wrestling team, aiming for its second national title, has 8 qualifiers and will take to the mats beginning at noon on Friday. The action will finish up late Friday night. Championship finals, 8 o'clock Central Time. On Saturday, St. Cloud State, Newberry, Upper Iowa, Augustana, Central Oklahoma, some of those teams battling for the national title individually. Ross Brunkhart, T.J. Hepburn, Dalton Jensen, Joey Wilson look to repeat as All-Americans. Up in Minnesota, 6 Loper men, 2 women looking to finish in the top 8 of their respective events to earn All-American honors. Entering the meet, Alan Osborne ranked 2nd in the 60 hurdles, Marty Molina 3rd in the nation in the triple jump, and so they are hoping to take it to that next level, maybe even bring home a national championship. Softball team, they went 1-2, 1-3 over the weekend at home. They dropped a couple, one because of errors, one they had a comeback in against Colorado Christian on Monday. They take on Adams State this weekend. The Lopers will be back home for baseball against New Mexico Highlands. Get to play some home baseball for UNK.
Still a lot going on with the Loper spring sports season getting underway as these winter sports seasons wrap up. So we'll follow it, and for the latest on the Lopers, stick it here to the Doug and Daddy Show.
And that is your Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith, Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliances. Whether you need some new tires, maybe you need a washer and dryer, television, check it out. They're there for you at GarrettTire.net. We're back with more from Haymarket Park, the Lopers and the Huskers, about an hour away. We'll be back with more here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. For all your insurance, Buffalo County Farm Bureau is all you need to know. Just one game for the Tri-City Storm this weekend. They'll skate at Omaha Friday night at 7:05. The Nebraska Danger is home Monday night to take on the Omaha Beef. Kickoff at the Heartland Events Center is at 7:05. The Nebraska men's basketball team is competing in the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. The Nebraska women holding off for the NCAA tournament on March 17th. For the Hastings College women, they are in the NAIA tournament in Sioux City. And in wrestling, UNK is at the Division II National Championships this weekend with eight individuals in Pueblo, Colorado. The Huskers are off until the NCAA Championships in St. Louis, March 15th. The Nebraska baseball team welcomes in Cal this weekend for a four-game series Friday through Monday. UNK will host New Mexico Highlands, and Hastings College will head to Wichita, Kansas to take on Friends University. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
It's a great time to complete your building and remodeling projects now during Menards Construction Sale. You'll find fantastic deals on lumber, roofing, siding, doors, windows, and much more. Update any room in your home with beautiful special order interior doors by Mastercraft, all 15% off Menards everyday low prices. Plus, all special order entry doors by Mastercraft are also 15% off. Save big on Mastercraft doors now during Menards Construction Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
After an accident, you need the Get It Done guarantee
from the new Jansen Auto Body.
Free 24-hour towing to the shop.
Flexible hours for easy estimates.
They'll even come to your home or work.
They conquer the paperwork.
And your repairs will be done on time.
Click JansenAutoBody.com.
Jansen Auto Body, spelled J-A-N-S-S-E-N.
On East J in Hastings. Lock this into your cell phone.
402-463-5001. J-A-N-S-S-E-N.
Got it done.
Sick and tired of constantly hearing,
"We're bored!"
Big Apple Fun Center on 4th Street behind USA Steak Buffet in Kearney. Can change all that.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
Call 234-4545 or click BigApplefunCenter.net. Big Apple, the core of your family entertainment. Big Apple's got bowling, billiards, indoor and outdoor miniature golf, go-karts, velocity, sand volleyball, video games, air hockey, snack bike. Big Apple Fun Center. Call 234-4545 or click BigApplefunCenter.net.
Sportsman says it's time for change. Change in your pocket, in your car, or in your couch. All you need is a penny to get your first beer every Wednesday and Thursday from 4 to 7 at Sportsman's. Want a tub of beer? Okay, that won't take much change either. How about 10 bucks a tub every Wednesday and Thursday night from 4 until 7 at Sportsman's? So make the short drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and make a change and get some change with penny beers.
Spend your St. Patrick's weekend at the number one Irish pub in the Tri-Cities. Patty O'Malley's on the Brink to the downtown Kearney Center. Opening bright and early Friday and Saturday morning at 7 a.m. And the first 20 people in the door get a free O'Malley's t-shirt. They'll have big green pitchers for just $6 and many shot specials both days. On Friday, Irish stew served from 11 to 2. Party with all your friends this St. Patrick's weekend at the number one Irish pub in the Tri-Cities. Patty O'Malley's on the Brink, downtown Kearney.
Doug and Danny Show back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth live at Haymarket Park, where the Huskers and Lopers will be playing at 1:35. And folks, at Midway, they are the number one dealership located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac celebrating their 25th anniversary, and the fact they're the number one volume Chevy dealer in central Nebraska, and at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the number one volume dealer in the Midwest, voted the best new and used car dealer in the Best of Kearney Readers' Choice Awards. So how many more awards can they win, Daddy? They're the best at everything. They got the best website. They've got the best pre-owned and new cars, trucks, and SUVs at the Midway Auto Dealership.
Well, they just win them again next year. That's what they got to do. I think that's the only thing left to do. But right now, Greg Sharp, voice of the Huskers, joins us. Greg, how are you?
I'm good. What'd you do to the blinds in here?
Well, I could.
Gosh, this thing looks like it's been torn apart.
All right. Well, look at this. Okay, the thing goes down. Okay, now watch this. So when I try and go up.
Did you break it?
If there's no other cord to pull,
huh.
And I wanted to be able to see out.
Well, this looks like it got snapped right here. I think that's your problem right there.
Oh,
right there.
Who was the last visiting Kansas State.
Yeah, they were. Those boys were in here yesterday. Now, it didn't look like this yesterday when I was in here.
Well,
so I don't know.
We don't have.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Broke.
Good to see you.
Great to see you. How glad are you that you don't have Pavelka's job right now?
Ooh, you know, it's been a rough couple months, and nobody saw that coming. I mean, this was going to be I thought it was going to be a really good team, and then the injuries started to pile up. No Almeida all year, then Diaz getting hurt. They look like a completely different team without Diaz in the middle, and it's been tough, and Big Ten's pretty good, and so when you're having your struggles and the league's pretty good, it's going to add up to a bad year.
Matt's been kind of emotional listening to a few of the broadcasts, and you work with him, obviously, during the football season, and he can wear that on his sleeve. I think he's as frustrated as everybody else. What's he telling you?
Yeah, he's frustrated, and he really likes Doc, too, so I know he's suffering along with Doc's out.
Everybody likes Doc.
And so you just like, doggone it, you wanted it to work, you want it to happen, and it just has been a really difficult year. Now it's going to be a tough decision for Coach Osborne on where to go with the future of this program. And, you know, there's a lot of factors at play here. I mean, one is happening a couple hundred yards from where we're sitting right now, and that's the new arena going up. And you have to factor that in, and you've got to be able to put some butts in the seats here in a couple years, and you need a program and a product that will do that.
Okay, everybody wants to know, Greg, and I know you got the inside track, and is there a short list out there? Have you heard any names? I mean,
I am not on the list. I petitioned and stuff, but now I'm not on the list.
Okay, one thing or two. I have a hard time. Doc's going to get $3.1 million on his way out the door or whatever. That's a nice parting gift if you're going to lose your job.
Exactly right. I mean, that's the thing, and good for him if that's the decision made that was smart enough to put that into his contract and Nebraska signed him. I mean, he did the right thing in that particular point in time. Is there a list? My guess is that Nebraska's administration has been preparing for this for the last couple of weeks in case they have to make a move after the Big Ten tournament. So I think that they're getting themselves prepared.
And folks, get ready. I mean, if it's going to happen, it could happen as soon as Friday if Nebraska gets knocked out against Purdue Thursday night. That's what we're hearing. So, and it won't be a surprise to anybody. And I guess that's the way it goes. There's so much more to talk about that. We keep learning more and more. And I think sometimes it's hard to talk when you're in the inner circle. Let's face it, Greg Sharp, voice of the Huskers. He's working for the Huskers.
Well,
and so.
Yeah, but they don't consult me on those type of things. I'm not in part of that at all. You know, and it's difficult. Matt, you talked about Matt and Kent, and they're going through. Jeff and Lane and I went through it with baseball last spring. I mean, we really enjoyed Coach Anderson, liked him, but you just saw the program go in the wrong direction, and you knew the program needed to change. And yesterday we had an incredible crowd here for an opening game, over 4,000 people here. Great excitement. Coach Erstad's got people kind of pumped up about baseball again.
Well, so to 70 degrees, but 11 games in, what do you think? They're 7-1 in their last eight after not being able to close those two of them against Gonzaga.
I'm really impressed with what he's doing. He's giving guys chances. Today's lineup looks a lot different than yesterday's, and it looks a lot different than Sunday when we played Minnesota. He's letting guys get a chance. He's trying to formulate in his own mind what's going to be my best nine to run out there. But I've really liked his in-game moves. He seems to have a good feel for when to put a pinch hitter in there or when to change pitchers. That, to me, is instincts, and either you got it or you don't, and I think he's got it.
Talent-wise, do we got it?
We're pretty good. This isn't talent-wise of 6-7 years ago. We're not at that level right now. There's no Gordon or Chamberlain walking around with this team right now. But to compete in our league, and now we're in a different league than a year ago, we can win this league.
Were you shocked everybody said, well, Nebraska will be the favorite in this league, and they come out fourth? Is that more the coaches saying, we ain't going to vote you number one? Or is that more of maybe Nebraska, in the eyes of the Big Ten coaches, isn't going to come in
and
compete right away?
No, I think it's fair. I mean, let's face it. In the last 3 years, we finished ninth or tenth in the Big 12. So how do you finish there and be picked to win another league, another BCS league? Purdue's really good. Right now, I think they'd have to be the favorites in this league. They've gotten off to a great start. But I think we can be right in there, and we get them here for a three-game series. I think we can win the league, but I don't think it was a disrespect at all to pick us fourth.
Greg, I got to ask you, we'll switch around here because we just got a couple minutes with you here. Football press conference yesterday. Bo Pelini, nobody's been bugging him. I think old Sipple got to him one time, and Tom Chattel got to him one time. Other than that, he kind of makes peace with the media. He opens the press conference, inviting them to Pro Day, inviting us to the first practice. Just your overall assessment of the opening statement, first of all, and then what you thought.
He's in a really good place right now. I've had a couple conversations with him over the last few months. He's fired up. He's energized. And I think he was – I think he was embarrassed a little bit the way the season ended with South Carolina. I think that really stuck under his craw, and he's motivated. Now he's been through the league once. He knows who he's playing this year. He's played these teams before. He knows what he's up against, and I think he's fired up. I think he's very, very excited about where things are going with this program and the team that he has right now.
Terry Joseph gets hired.
Yep.
Officially.
It's official.
Just
got that.
All the paperwork's through, so now
oh, it is. I'd heard rumors that he was going to be a coach here.
Who?
Never heard of him.
Are we? Many people feel that's an immediate upgrade from Corey Raymond. I don't know your overall thoughts.
I think it's a great hire. I mean, here's a guy that's, you know, been in the SEC before that, was at Louisiana Tech with Coach Dooley. He's been a recruiting coordinator, so he has that aspect of the thing. Bo's got some familiarity with him from his days at LSU. I think it fits all the parts to go a part of the staff. It's interesting. That defensive staff, I mean, we've lost a lot of guys in the last 2 years. I mean, there's no Marvin Sanders, there's no Carl Pleader, there's no Mike Eckler anymore, and now you've added a couple new parts this year. So it's an interesting group, but let's face it, Bo Pelini's the genius of the defense. I mean, as long as he's the head coach, I'm not all that concerned about what we're doing defensively.
All I wanted was a recruiter, and it sounds like Terry Joseph fits that. That's all I wanted. Tell Bo Pelini can coach him.
Thank
get him here.
God, you're exactly happy. Right.
No, that's
well,
you know.
It, well, yeah.
Well, I'm just glad
you to see the blind if he
well,
wasn't.
I'm just glad he didn't go to a driving range to find a guy. I've said that on the show. I don't understand.
You think
it,
that's but. Where the best assistant coaches are on the golf course, huh?
I just wonder.
Last
whatever.
Last minute with Greg Sharp here of the Husker Sports Network. They get ready for the Huskers and Lopers coming up here. 1:35, 30 minutes of pregame. You can also go to Huskers.com. Greg, are you more interested in seeing what's going to happen with the football team this spring over the next 6 weeks or what happens with this baseball team?
Oh, I mean, I'll obviously be locked into both. I tend to go with games than just straight practices.
I guess then what I do you think is the more interesting storyline?
Well,
because I guess that was an unfair
this
question.
This is Nebraska. Football is king. I mean, let's be honest, it is. Spring ball, there'll be some storylines that develop over the next 6 weeks, but they're working on bigger things. I'm intrigued by what's going on with this baseball team right now, so I'm excited about this. But obviously, you're here. You got to keep your eye on what's happening at North Stadium.
Few players aren't practicing.
Defensive linemen, and they're going to be out. They're going to be a little thin on that group during spring ball, but they're all going to be back. Rome and Randall, those guys will be back. Pete Williams. Williams might be back a little bit for the spring ball. They really like Kevin Williams. This is a kid who was a true freshman a year ago, got hurt about the second week of August. He was pushing to get on the depth chart before he got hurt. So they're excited to get him back for spring ball.
Greg, we'll let you get back to work. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, as always.
Great.
Hopefully
see
we'll
you
see
boys.
You before Chicago.
Well, let's just do something.
All right.
Maybe I'll come out and bug you one day.
I'll tell
hey,
you
let's
what,
do
golf course
right.
is open.
All right, boys.
Greg Sharp joining us here. They've got the Huskers all season long, as always, and, of course, today against UNK. We're going to give you a chance to be a winner here as we go into our break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's largest motorcycle show and swap meet is at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this weekend, Saturday from 10 to 7, Sunday from 10 to 4. It's unlike anything else, and it's got great items for the kids, the entire family, some really great bikes out there. This thing keeps getting bigger and bigger. Daddy, I'm always at state basketball, so I'll have to admit I haven't had a chance, but everything I hear about this is really, really cool.
And why not let us save you some money?
All right, now call 888-455-ESPN. I think we've got a couple of pair of tickets left at the studio. Jeff will get you hooked up. If you'd like to go to the Central Nebraska Motorcycle Show and swap meet at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this weekend, call now 888-455-3776. We're back to Haymarket Park in a moment.
When the executive chef at Burger King set out to create a new line of incredible burgers, he used only the finest ingredients, like hardwood smoked bacon, red onions, crisp romaine lettuce, a variety of quality cheeses, and artisan-style buns. That's right. Now you can enjoy the new delicious line of BK Chef's Choice Premium Burgers. Come in today and try the new Bacon Cheddar Barbecue Burger, the new Bacon and Blue Burger, or the original BK Chef's Choice Burger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only at participating restaurants. America's favorite burger, the Whopper sandwich, now has a new best friend. Introducing new fries at Burger King, exactly what fry lovers have been waiting for. More delicious than ever and made just the way you'd expect from BK. Thicker cut for more flavor. You'll taste the difference when you bite into these crispy, perfectly salted fries. So what better way to accompany the fire-grilled excellence of the Whopper? New, crispier, more flavorful fries. Come in and try them today, only at Burger King. At participating restaurants.
There are few men tougher than cowboys, and few sports tougher than bull riding. And today, the world's greatest bull riders are known by three letters, the PBR. The Professional Bull Riders Omaha Invitational is coming to town Friday, March 16th and Saturday, March 17th at the Mid-America Center. Accept no imitators. This is the PBR. And while this is the big show, the price isn't. All kids' tickets are only $10. Facility fees may apply. Plus, free PBR autograph sessions. Tickets are available now at the Mid-America Center, Ticketmaster outlets, Ticketmaster.com, and by phone at 1-800-745-3000. All tickets $2 more day of show. The PBR Omaha Invitational, March 16th and 17th. Mid-America Center. Hold your breath. Hang on tight. Get ready for the ride of your life.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
For a great coffee drinking experience, try Mountain Mud Espresso for less on buyeasyauction.com. Retail price, it's $12 for three $4 certificates. You can buy it now on BuyEasy Auction for $4. $4. Mountain Mud Espresso is located at both the North and South Am Pride in Hastings. And, of course, it's located at buyeasyauction.com to save more. Or click on our station website.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you connect with CHS, you get more than a partner. You get a business relationship built to last.
Where you're connected to a company that markets over a billion bushels of grain a year
in 60 countries.
Connected to a leading energy supplier that delivers quality products.
Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs.
Connected to our people who are committed to helping you reach your goals. We're CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Doug and Danny Show back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We are at Haymarket Park today. Now, this is our last Doug and Danny Show of the week because state basketball begins tomorrow. We'll have that Thursday and Friday, but we will also be bringing you the Big Ten Conference Men's Basketball Tournament here on ESPN Radio. Tom Crable is going to join us here in just a few minutes, the head coach at Boys Town, the number one team in C1. We'll learn a little bit about that very balanced basketball team that they have. But again, tomorrow you can hear the Giltner games on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, starting at 9 a.m. We've got On Classic Hits, four ball games for you tomorrow, 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com, Minden at 9, Overton at 10:45, Ravenna at 2, and Loomis at 8:45. 5 years since Loomis has been to the state tournament. Overton, their third straight year. Ravenna, well, they're trying to get three titles in 4 years, so they've done some really good things as well. And, of course, Minden, they've been taking another step, another step, another step as well. Peyton Manning, Daddy, saying, I haven't thought about yet where I'll play, but I have thought about where I've been. I've been blessed. So the official coming down today, as Jim Irsay said, this is difficult because of the things Peyton has done for our city, our state, and our franchise. There will be no other Peyton Manning. And Irsay said Manning's number 18 will never be worn again by a Colt on the field. Manning saying, we all know that nothing lasts forever. Times change, circumstances change, and that's the reality of playing in the NFL. I'll always be a Colt. That will never change.
It's pretty amazing. When you live in a city and do as much for a city, you got a children's hospital named after you. You know, it's pretty remarkable for somebody, you know, that's that young and that didn't, you know, that were able to raise that much money and get things started. Yeah. People out there that don't like Peyton Manning, I said this morning way down, you know, you hate butterflies and kittens then too, because what a true ambassador for the sport and one of the best ones to ever play the game.
Well, and even Nebraska fans like Peyton Manning because they beat him while he was at Tennessee.
That's right. Hey, Doug, before we get to Tom Crable, and I know you got something to get to, fans coming down, a couple marquee games. Tomorrow night, if you want to see Omaha Central, 7 o'clock. If you want to see Mike Gesell and that go on, that goes on tomorrow. South Sioux City, right away in the morning, gets underway at the Sports Center. So
yeah, don't bother with that. Wait till the semifinals.
Okay, there you go, which will be at 2 p.m.
Although it might get exciting if Austin Groth is suspended from South Sioux City. Their second leading scorer behind Gesell. Apparently there was an incident on the team bus coming home from the districts. So I guess we'll see what happens with that. So all of a sudden, maybe something you don't hear about a lot in high school basketball, there might be a chink here in what is considered one of the best, if not the best, team in Class B.
Yeah, you know, and that's unfortunate. You know, this time of year, you win, everybody should be happy and getting along. And
on a team that sometimes has a lot of trouble and works with troubled kids is Boys Town. Yeah. Tom Crable of Boys Town is going to join us in just a minute. But right now we've got a sports update. Let's send it back to the studios. Then Coach Crable will join us here as we continue on from Haymarket Park with the Doug and Daddy Show.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will. The Sports Center update on ESPN brought to you by Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, where everyone gets a great deal and a whole lot more. Well, the Boys State High School basketball tournament gets underway tomorrow in Lincoln. Giltner will play Hayes Center in the opening round game at 9 o'clock at Lincoln Northeast. The Hornets are the defending Class D2 state champions. They are 26-0 in the season. But Giltner head coach Matt Drew says his team has been tested this year.
Yeah, I mean, we get to play the Heartland Event Center game and played a tough Overton team. We made the state in D1. And, you know, our district, we had a wild card come out of it, and Heartland Lutheran was a good team. So I think we've been tested. Extra Milligan took us to the wire. So we've had those games where we've had a lot of pressure on us, and we've got Ethan Kreitz in there, who's a clutch free-throw shooter, and we can always rely on our big guy, Drew Ott.
Ott is averaging 18.3 points and 11.6 rebounds per game. Hayes Center is 16-7, but have 3 6'3" and seniors who lead the team in scoring.
Oh, we kind of expect them to come out in a 1-3-1 and kind of pack it in, but, you know, they've had a week to prepare, so maybe they've drawn up something special for Drew. He creates a lot of tension inside, so they might run some sort of box one. You know, when they're on offense, they're going to really try to push the ball, so we got to be getting back on defense, and hopefully we can get the ball inside on offense.
We'll have the game on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning with a pregame show at 8:50. In the other games, Minden will play Hershey at 9 at Pershing. Overton will battle Humphrey St. Francis at 10:45 at Lincoln East. Ravenna will take on Johnson Brock at 2 o'clock at Lincoln Northeast, and Loomis will play Sterling at 8:45 at Lincoln East. We'll have all four games on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Hastings College will face Tennessee Wesleyan tomorrow in the opening round of the NAIA National Tournament in Sioux City. The Broncos are 21-10. They'll be making their 13th appearance in the national tournament. The Bulldogs will be making their 10th appearance. They are 24-8. Tennessee Wesleyan is 9th in the country in scoring defense, giving up only 56.7 points per ball game. Hastings College head coach Jeff Dittman.
They're an interesting defensive squad because they don't really attack you, but they just play at a comfortable position on you. They force you to take shots over them all the time, and you'll have to go beat them on offense. They're not going to let you get to the front of the rim and those things. Now, like I said, the one thing I do like is I like our advantage in the post, where if they play behind the post, as they've shown in the films that I've watched, then Alicia should have an opportunity to have a pretty good game against them.
Tip-off will be at 12 o'clock noon tomorrow. 12:30 KHIS will broadcast, beginning with a pregame show at 11:45. Now the Nebraska men's basketball team will take on Purdue tomorrow, the opening round of the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. The Boilermakers beat the Huskers 83-65 on February 22nd in West Lafayette, Indiana. Tip-off will be at 7, pregame show at 5:45 on 12:30 KHIS. That's a sports update brought to you by Plum Creek Motors of Lexington. I'm Mike Will.
Come on in and get a great buy when you visit DrivePlumCreek.com from your home computer and see Plum Creek Motors today.
When prices are so high, they're getting you down. You need to come to the best place in town. Come on and get a great buy.
get a great buy when you see Plum Creek Motors in Lexington. Plus, when you visit DrivePlumCreek.com online, you get to browse through a tremendous inventory of Central Nebraska's largest full-line General Motors dealer. And remember, if they don't have it at Plum Creek Motors, they can get it for you. The year's best deals are closer than you think, because right now it's easier than ever when you go online and see DrivePlumCreek.com. Let them put you in the driver's seat today. 1111 Plum Creek Parkway, across from the Dawson County Fairgrounds, Lexington. Plum Creek Motors, online at driveplumcreek.com. Save big today. I used to be like Trump.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, getting ready for the state high school basketball tournament this weekend on the boys' side. And one of the teams that is looking to make a lot of noise and maybe derail one of our area teams is Boys Town. Daddy, I'm looking up some stats here. They're a very balanced ball club. We got a chance to talk to Tom Crable coming out to the Heartland Hoops Classic and being in the state tournament here lately. But I think this is going to come as a shocker to a lot of people. They haven't had a whole lot of success at the state tournament recently. They won it all in 2006, but outside of that, they've only got out of the first round. They haven't been out of the first round since 68. They won it in 2006. First round has been a problem for them.
Well, 24-1 as they enter the state tournament, and Tom joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks so much for giving us a minute of your time. I know you're busy this week.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Anytime for you guys.
Well, a lot of people are going to say, oh, well, look at this, a 1-8 matchup. Well, your 8 matchup gave you one of your best games of the season in Lincoln Christian. Let's start there. It was a 2-point game in your previous meeting.
Yeah, they're athletic. They're strong. They do some things in terms of their system and spreading us out that doesn't allow us to trap as much. And they shot the ball really well the night we saw them. Dwork hit 4 or 5 threes, and you have to concentrate on the Gibson kid, who's very, very talented inside. So they played us well. You know, not to make excuses, we were coming off of a stretch in our schedule where 7 games in 11 days or 12 days. And, you know, maybe we didn't give them the attention we should have. And I can guarantee you that will not be the problem this time. They'll have our full attention.
Tom, look, balanced up, how many kids do you play?
We play 9 regularly. We have a 9-man rotation, so we're bringing our starting 5 are all seniors, all returners. And then we have a junior at point guard, David Austin. Jared Foss is a sophomore who we think is very, very talented. And then 2 big kids in Kwani Carr and Brady Mutcher both go about 6'3", 6'4". So our second unit is very, very good, too.
Always great to have balance. You got 4 kids, no superstar on this team. McKeever might be the closest thing at 11 points and 9 rebounds, but you got 4 kids that average either 10 or 11 points, and you got 2 or 3 kids that are in the upper end there of your rebound. Shannon Moon gets you about 8 a ball game. Is that what makes this team so difficult to defend?
Yeah, that and our versatility. You know, we've got a lot of kids that can do a lot of different things. You know, most people look at us and say, well, they're very athletic, they can drive, you got to take the drive away. Well, then you look at some of our shooting percentages from the 3-point range, and Jared Foss is shooting 52% from the 3-point line, and Devin Watts is going to be the school record holder in 3-pointers after the next game. So, you know, we can shoot the ball, and we're very skilled in a lot of areas, so we're not just a one-dimensional team. But, yeah, the balance and the versatility and the depth make us very, very tough to play against.
Tom, I think probably the most unique job in Nebraska sports is what you've got at Boys Town. It's well documented when these kids get in trouble. We talked a little bit before the interview. This is the same group you started the year with as you're finishing the year with, which doesn't happen all the time at Boys Town.
No, I'm very, very proud of this team in that regard. We said all year, I want to coach this team in the state tournament, not a lesser team, you know, not kids gone. And we've had no major off-the-court troubles. People don't realize, and you guys, I hope you're sitting down when I say this, kids, when they come to Boys Town, give up girlfriends, iPods, cell phones. Now, try telling that to a 16-year-old kid, a 17-year-old kid. Give those 3 things up. They make the sacrifice. They put up with me, so that's getting yelled at all the time. So that's a sacrifice. And so, yeah, we have a little bit of off-the-court problem here, discipline problem here, but nothing major, nothing that required anybody to get removed from the team. So I'm very proud of that. And, you know, you look at our record. I mean, it speaks for itself. how well these kids have played together. And let's be real, these kids come from some environments where sacrificing for the team may not be in their nature. So it's really something when that happens and gets them to do it.
Tom Kribel, the head coach at Boys Town, is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. At 24-1, you're going in as the favorite. A lot of folks are hoping from this area, Minden will get to the finals and maybe meet you there. But if you're looking for an upset, you look at teams that can hold you down. But even your close games, the time you got upset by Wayne, the Lincoln Christian game, they had to get into the 60s to beat you.
Yeah, it's we hope that, how we play, as hard as we play, as quick as our kids are, it speeds the game up. It's hard to, we've been saying all year, if you throw seven passes against us, you're going to get a layup. Well, we're trying to make those seven passes as hard as we can possibly make them, and we speed teams up, and it's hard to hold the ball on us. Wayne did as good a job as anybody in terms of holding it, spreading us out, and that kind of stuff, so. So I'm sure there's somebody who's going to have a strategy to try and do that, and we'll have some players to try and do that, and we'll have to adjust. So I really have a lot of respect. I've seen Minden on film, and boy, they can really play. So I would expect probably them to come out of that other side, and I think Wahoo's a very, very good team as well.
Tom Crable joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tom, not a big team. Obviously, you want to use your quickness. There's only 1 6-foot-5 guy in your lineup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's funny. He's 6'5" and has the 20-inch vertical. I've got 6-foot guys that have 36-inch verticals. So we're athletic. I mean, there's no secret to that. Our kids, their second jump is quicker than most kids' first jumps. So we're not height doesn't really bother us. The only time it really does is in terms of defending the post with a good back to the basket player. But really, guys, how many good back-to-the-basket players do you see at the high school level these days? Not many.
Not many. And you don't see many teams that average 77 points either.
No, and that's a credit to our defense and our turnovers and our quick hands and our kids playing so hard. And we do generate a lot of turnovers. And so a lot of that 77 points is layups and dunks. So we do defend. There's no question about that.
Dunks, huh?
Yeah, we can dunk it. So we may not be able to pass it or catch it, but boy, we can certainly dunk it. So,
Tommy, just out of curiosity, we touched on this a little earlier. How many kids lately have you had that can make it 3 years through the program that stay at Boys Town or else don't have to be at Boys Town or have to go somewhere else?
We've had a good. We always are losing kids. The Boys Town is very transient, and in some cases that's a good thing. Kids have been put back in their homes into a good environment, and they're on the right path. Sometimes that's not a good thing. They've made some choices that don't allow them to be on campus. To answer your question, I've been fortunate. We have two kids this year that will be four-year players for me, Devin Watts, who will go on next year to play in college somewhere, and Marquell Jones, who will go on to play football next year. They're four-year kids, and then I think the most notable one we had a couple years ago, Isaiah Gandy, who is an first-team All-Nebraska kid who's playing at UNO right now. So in my tenure, we've had three kids go 4 years through the program. The majority of kids are spending 1 and 2 years.
Is this the most confident that you have felt taking a team to state that you might have a chance to be hoisting the trophy on a Saturday?
Oh, confidence is a bad word. I mean, we're pretty comfortable with who we are. I feel like this year the style that we played, how hard the kids play, the fact that they check their egos at the door, maybe give us the best hope that we've had. You're never confident when you're going in there playing the teams that we have to go in. I mean, look at our side, guys. There's two defending state champions and Newman, who's a very, very good team. I mean, we'll be lucky to get to Saturday. So,
Tom, if you got a 9-man rotation, there's got to be one guy that stays on. Who plays the most minutes for this team?
Probably either Hildreth or Watts. And Moon, they probably share that. Moon's a great defender. Wait till you see this kid. He's 6'1", 6'2", and long, quick hands, great feel for it. But we'll typically keep one of those three on. And McKeever, he needs some rest. He's not the most conditioned athlete just yet. So I give him a hard time about that. But we usually keep Watson Hildreth on. You know, that senior leadership, that calming influence that those two will have, it's just you can't say enough about those two kids.
Tom, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to seeing this team down there.
Anytime. All I got to say is I think Doug owes me a round of golf out of Kearney somewhere, so he lost enough of my golf balls playing here in Omaha. I'll be waiting by the phone in the off season for that invitation.
The opening is always there, so we can hit them all in a couple of days, buddy.
Absolutely. I can go fishing with Tony, right?
There you go. We can do that.
You'll find out which experience. Wow. Hey, Tommy, thanks for the time. We'll see you at the state tournament.
Take care, guys.
From Boys Town, they play, of course, their first round game. You're going to want to get out and watch these guys 2 o'clock at Pershing Auditorium, and then you can hang around and watch the doubleheader on Friday and the championship game first thing in the morning on Saturday. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be back with more from Haymarket Park right after this.
Well, we're not going to take a break. We're going to keep it here and wrap things up from Haymarket Park. We had a chance to talk with Tom earlier before he was taking care of some classes down there, but we are back here at Haymarket Park to wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show, our final one of the week on this Wednesday at the bottom of the hour, 1:35. It is the Huskers and the UNK Lopers. You can go to Huskers.com right now. Greg Sharp and Jeff Colhane on the call of today's baseball game as the Huskers have won 7 of their last 8. UNK coming off a 4-game sweep of Colorado Christian over the weekend. Looks like we could be headed to overtime in the Big East. Connecticut and West Virginia are tied with 5 seconds to go. Connecticut, your defending national champion. Congratulations to Todd and Carney, Doc and Wood River, and Chad at Minden. They're winner of the motorcycle and bike show tickets for this weekend. I'll be checking Facebook for the rest of the week. We've got one or two more sets of tickets, Jeff said, to get rid of back at the studio. We've taken care of our danger tickets. Like us on Facebook, folks, and you'll get opportunities to be a winner as well. And don't forget to sign up for our Doug and Daddy Bracketology, where you've got a chance to win up to $50,000. The brackets come out on Sunday. We'll be breaking it all down on Monday, as well as recapping what happened at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Tony, I think legitimately, minimum, hopefully, 3 area teams in Minden, Ravenna, and Gilton are getting into the state finals on Saturday, and maybe more. I think if Overton can win their first game, I think they've got a chance to get in as well. But I think Humphrey St. Francis might be the best team in that class.
Well, they've proven that with the 4 losses they have on the year to very, very quality people. 3 out of 4, I believe, are in Lincoln, playing in some of them up a division or two there. You know what? I just think the area teams, what a great opportunity. Come down and support your area teams. There's a lot of great basketball going on. It's a fun time. It's a real fun time to go out, see all the games you want, whether you want to go watch the Class A guys at the Sports Center, or whether you want to watch smaller schools tomorrow at the area high schools around Lincoln. It's a great, great weekend. And then we'll get you more primed for more basketball next weekend when we kick things off with the Field of 64.
Yeah, next Thursday and Friday we'll be at Cunningham's for live shows for the NCAA tournament. So much more. Check it out on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Sign up for our ESPN Superstation Rewards Club. Pick up 500 points just for signing up, 100 to join the mobile. So many ways. Folks, we want to give things away, and we want to give them to you. All you got to do is sign up, and you're going to get a chance to win lots of great prizes. And the best thing, it's at your disposal. Connecticut and West Virginia have just went to overtime. Folks, also want to remind you that the Golden Spike Youth Recreational Soccer Tournament is coming up in May in Council Bluffs, the 11th through the 13th. But if you sign up by April 25th, coaches sign up 2 teams by March 22nd. You can receive a $50 Visa gift card, award-winning fields, age groups from under 6, under 8, under 10, under 12, and under 14. Plenty of planned activities on the grounds, as well as the nearby downtown and Union Pacific Museum's new high-tech exhibit will be open that weekend as well. It's during Chipper's Big Adventure Weekend, featuring just $1 and features just $1 and sometimes free admission to lots of attractions and museums. Registration and accommodation info is all set for you for the Golden Spike Youth Recreational Soccer Tournament May 11th through the 13th in Council Bluffs. Go to their website, cbysa.org. cbysa.org. Want to thank Jeff Babel, our producer engineer, back at the studios, and let's wrap things up for today, Jeff. So appreciate that. Big Ten basketball tournament in our slot here on ESPN Thursday and Friday. Daddy and I will be staying in Lincoln to cover the boys' state basketball tournament. All six finals will be right here on ESPN this Saturday. And Omaha Central on A, Mike Gazelle in Class B. You've got Boys Town and Minden hopefully doing some things in C1. Ken Ravenna run through C2, the most balanced field in D1. A lot of people would like to see Giltner and Howells battle in basketball in D2, everybody except the folks in Loomis and the other five schools that are here as well. Daddy, it's UNK and the Huskers. Go to Huskers.com to listen to today's game.
Yeah, about 25 minutes away. Thanks for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.